honey extract.
Happy Tuesday, friends, and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. As I like to say, it is the name of the show because we really want to know. That's why we lead with finding out what's on your mind. I would imagine the calendar is probably on your mind today, knowing that it's the 15th of April. Or it could be the blood moon. Did you do like I did? I did about 2 a.m. and about 5 a.m. A little bit of gazing at the moon. And I don't know if I missed the real blood moon part, but I saw the eclipse part on the front end of that. But before, by 5, it just looked like that big, bright, full moon again. I didn't really, maybe a little hint of red, but if we have any experts in the audience today, and that could be anybody that just spent more than the 20 minutes or so I spent on the project last night, I'd love to hear from you about what you saw. I took a photo and was accused at 2 in the morning of wanting to do that for Facebook by my wife. She said, you're not going to post it on Facebook at 2 in the morning. I said, actually, no, I was just going to show our youngest daughter, Haley, was kind of interested in it. So I said, I just took a picture for Haley. But we looked at the picture this morning, and it looks like, well, you can't. You know, a smartphone photo doesn't do it. Doesn't do it. We're out there checking on it. You can call us at 855-200-1776. That's 855-200-1776. And when you call, by the way, you can, when you call, you can press 1 to leave us a message and 2 to chat with us on the air. Okay? Are the lines ready to go, Shane? At 855-200-1776. And I also want to know how you feel about your tax burden. We haven't talked about this 365 days a year, but we tend to spend a little time on it on tax day, right? And North Dakota is the talk of the nation. We run the Bill Bennett program on the Flag Fargo, and I just was listening to Bill talk about how, gosh, North Dakota this, North Dakota that, very common. And largely, the reason we hear so much about North Dakota is because of the economy doing so well here. And we fare pretty well. We fare pretty well in these surveys. Yeah, we still have a state income tax. We still have a corporate income tax. Would you like to see us do more? Do you feel like more could go to you in the way of relieving your tax burden? What's your answer on that on this tax day? Bob and Grafton, going to clue me in on the blood moons here at 855-200-1776. Were you up in the wee hours watching it all, Bob?
Actually, no, I wasn't. My wife sent me a picture of it, though. She was working all night last night. But it was very beautiful. You know, I wanted to mention that Pastor John Hagee has a weekly TV series. I think it's on Channel 73 there, TBN. And he had an episode a little while back that I recorded. And it was quite startling that there are four blood moons. There's two blood moons. Then there's a solar eclipse. And then there's two more blood moons. And each one of these events happens exactly on a Jewish festival. For example, this first one just happened here on Passover. The next one, I think, happens on the Feast of Tabernacles. And then there's the solar eclipse. And then two more blood moons, and they each land exactly on the festival. The last time that something like this happened, I can't remember how long ago he said it was, but it was incredibly long ago. And each time that this happened like this, where they landed right on the festivals, something significant happened with Israel. And so I thought maybe everybody would like to know that. According to John Hagee, the two blood moons, or the four blood moons, actually, are a warning to Israel. And the solar eclipse in the middle is a warning to the Gentiles. So I think something big is going to happen. And that was on John Hagee's program, if anybody wants to check that out.
Yeah, John Hagee, for folks that don't know, is a evangelist, a preacher. He, what is the church? Is it It's a Texas church cornerstone, I think it's called, down in San Antonio. And he's written a book about this. In fact, the book came out, I think, last fall about this go-around here. And also has a TV event tonight. I don't know how you watch that, if you watch it online or whatever. But he is quoting Scripture, tying it into the blood moon, saying, "And I will show you wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord." So he sees it as a sign of the end.
Prophetic.
Yeah. And you're right. Yeah. I guess between 1600 and 1900, we had none of these. So that's you mentioned earlier they were rather rare. And
right.
But I guess in the 21st century, there'll be a few of them and a bunch this year. Four, I think, over the next year and a half or so, in about six-month intervals between now and October 15th.
Solar eclipse.
Would you...
solar eclipse in the middle, huh?
I'd love to see the photo, Bob, if you want to send it on to us.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Maybe your wife's photo is better than mine, because mine was well. For one, I missed the Dustin on our staff here said it was the reddest between 3 and 3:30, and so that was you watching that, Chris. I was watching it between 2 and 5, at 2, and then again at 5. And and so 2 is kind of when it started, I guess. But
I thought what was really interesting when he mentioned about when I saw this program about this these blood moons is that each time that this happened, and it wasn't very many times where they fell exactly on a Jewish holiday or festival, that something absolutely significant, like huge, happened with Israel. If I'm not mistaken, I think the last one was when the Jewish nation became a nation back in, was it 48 or something like that? And it's just kind of strange, all the things that are going on right now around the world, the global economic problems, the earthquakes that we're having all over the place, and the weather, and Syria, Damascus is in upheaval. It's kind of crazy, everything that's going on. And now you got these signs and wonders that are happening that have not happened and fell on these holidays for, like, I don't know, a long time. So the solar eclipse is a warning to the Gentiles, and the four blood moons apparently are warnings to the Jews. So it's very, very interesting and somewhat chilling.
You know, I have long since decided that I'm not going to try and predict, get anxious, worry, be concerned about any of that, because I just think it's, A, far above our pay grade, and B, just unknowable, right? We just, everybody's got a little opinion here or there, or they put some pieces of the puzzle together. And to me, it's interesting. You know, I don't automatically, dismiss people like Pastor John Hagee at all. I take it all in, and to me, you just never know. So it's no different than you and I, Bob, could leave work today and be run over by a bus, right? So you just always got to be ready.
Yep, that's absolutely right. You don't know. We don't know what each day brings. Sufficient are the worries for today. And all I could say is look up, because I think based on all the things I see going on in the world in the news right now, our redemption draws near.
Look up is good advice. Exactly right. And whether there's a blood moon or not. Now, hang on. Shane is going to give you my cell phone number so that you can send me that picture, and I'll share it with our listeners. Maybe it'll be better than mine. I'm guessing that's going to be pretty easy. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. By the way, the Golden Girls will be here. We'll talk tax day with them coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk with the House Minority Leader in Minnesota. They're on a little break now for Easter in the state legislature, so we'll get an update on the battles there. He's a Republican, and a difficult time if you're a Republican in the Minnesota legislature. The Democrats have all the levers of power, and it shows in some of this crazy legislation, so we'll get an update on that. We have in our 9 o'clock hour discussion on rail traffic issues hurting the ag industry. We're going to chat with the Cavalier County Farm Bureau President today, Leon Peterson, and the North Dakota Grain Growers Association President, Bob Wisness, today. He was in D.C. last week testifying before the Transportation Safety Board on this issue as well. As always, a Ag Minute Day, where we answer the question, why do farmers do what they do? And we have a couple of those segments today in the program for you. on our Farm Bureau Tuesday. And then economist from the Tax Foundation will join us, an economist. And we're going to talk about Tax Freedom Day and how in 2014 Americans will pay more for taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined. One more time I'll say that. This year, we as Americans will pay more in taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined. Your mortgage payment, everything you eat, all your clothing. When I say that, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What's on your mind? Is it that taxes are too high, I ask you? Yes. We'll start there with the Golden Girls today. I'm guessing one will think it's not enough what you're paying, and another will say, enough already, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
NESA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about NESID Consulting Service, go to NESIDconsulting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Golden Girls, Ellen Radner from the left, and Blanquita Cullen from the right. In just a moment, Karen in North Fargo quickly here, though, before we get to the ladies on the Blood Moons.
Well,
did you watch?
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Did you watch last night?
Well, at 1:45, I woke up and saw, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
A partial moon.
Okay.
From my south window, and Then about 5 o'clock I woke up, and I think it was just the regular moon again.
Yeah, you and I did the same thing.
Yeah.
We missed the money shot, which was about 3 to 3:30, because I did the 2 a.m. thing and the 5 a.m. thing. Couldn't last the whole time, but I have a good photo of it, so check out our Facebook page, Karen. Appreciate that. Ellen Rander from the left, Monkita Cullen from the right. The Golden Girls are here. Did you ladies watch the blood moon last night? Were you into the blood moon thing?
I did not. I was sleeping. Was it pretty?
You were sound asleep.
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. And it was bloody. It was beautiful. But it was just didn't last that long.
How long was the reddest of the red, would you say?
For me, of course, you know, in Texas, it was like, for me, about 30 minutes. Not even that long over here. And then, of course, I was like, you guys, I passed out.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. You know, half hour two, half hour five, that was it. Well, might have been 5 minutes at five because it was just, it sort of seemed like it was over. Let's talk about something a little less pleasant than a pretty moon. And that is the fact that today, circled on the calendar, is April 15th, coinciding with the fact we now, as Americans, pay more in taxes than we do for our shelter, rent or a mortgage payment, our food, what we eat, and our clothing combined. Is it time for a tax revolt, Blankina?
Well, I'm telling you, we're going to have to get welfare for tax relief. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we're going to have the government come in and chip in to help us take care of the government. It's time to get tax relief. It really, really is. I agree. Well,
one of our listeners, Mark, says, are taxes too high? Does it hurt to drop a cinder block on your toe, too? Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't think our taxes are too high. And I think that it's actually, they've been a whole lot less than under Kennedy. And I think that under Kennedy and Eisenhower. And actually, there was a research poll out today, and they say that most Americans, well, not most, but I would say it's a majority of Americans do think that the tax system is quite fair and not too high.
Under Kennedy and Eisenhower, we were flush with cash. We just come out of World War II, and everybody was working. Now we have a situation where nobody's flush with cash, and a lot of people ain't working.
And they're not working because we're not putting the investments in that we did during Eisenhower. Blankita, you and I are Golden Girls. You remember the Eisenhower highways. That was a giant infrastructure project that actually helped America move fast.
But that's false economy, Ellen, because you can say putting money in to make money doesn't do if you don't have money to put in. And you've got the people who are struggling are businesses, young people, and now older people, the folks like us and the Golden Girls who are sitting there thinking, okay, this is great when I'm living on a Social Security. That's a joke.
Do you think the founding fathers, Ellen, envisioned an America in which your tax tab would be higher than your housing, clothing, and food combined? Don't you see any craziness in that?
Well, I don't think the founding fathers envisioned all the services we get from the federal government, from state government, from garbage pickup to electricity to huge roads, which, remember, used to be turnpikes. That's what the name of turnpike was. It was a pike to turn to use the road. And so that's what the founding fathers did never expect it. Look at all the services we get from our government.
Yeah, but the founding fathers would have said the government that governs best is the government that governs least. And right now we've got a government that is so intrusive that they're even starting to arm up over at the post office. Did you see how many of these government agencies like the FBI, the Social Security Administration, the National Oceanic Administration, the Energy Department, et cetera, are now going, they're arming up?
And what's that all about? That's a disturbing story today that we haven't even got to yet, but the post office bulking up on ammo. Ellen, is this a good expenditure of our tax dollars? I get it.
No, I think actually the gun should be outlawed, as you know, everywhere.
They need our tax.
We kind of agree on that, but the fact of the matter is Ellen and I have talked about the post office. Are they preparing to go postal?
Oh, the poor post office folks. 99.9% of them are just fine, but those couple of crazies do them all.
Well,
in,
all you need is a couple of crazies to ruin your day.
Yes.
That's why I'm opposed. That's why if I were me, I would have gun control everywhere.
Yeah, that's
well, that doesn't work, Ellen, because it is the old line of when guns become illegal, people are going to be buying them from, like they did during Prohibition, buying booze. And right now you've got more people concerned about the government's role expanding, that the sales of weapons and ammunition has skyrocketed to proportions that are just, unbelievable.
Let's talk about Edward Snowden. He's got a shining...
He is my hero. I love Edward Snowden. Oh,
he's
yes,
got
I
some,
do.
He's
I
got
love
some,
Mr. Snowden, and I'll be true.
Yeah, the this is the NSA leaker who liked telling our enemies about ways we gather intelligence on them, and it leads to a Pulitzer Prize now, a little hardware. I wonder if he'll get like a photo op with the folks at the Washington Post and who else won a Pulitzer for this?
This is Mr. Snowden, who's an American hero, who let everybody know what the
NSA
is. With ordinary Americans.
The guy's a jerk. I mean, look, some of that stuff came out and fine. You know, I think we should have free press, et cetera, et cetera. But there are people's lives in the balance here that do work for this country and government documents that we need to protect. The fact of the matter is, I wonder how the guy even got in and had access to it. It shows how vulnerable we are. Having been through a top secret clearance 3 times in my life, what a joke it is that guy could get in and have access to that kind of stuff, and we don't protect our documents.
Yeah, hero, Ellen, is something I don't understand when you talk about him being a hero. What hero heads for China? What hero heads for Russia?
A guy who they wanted to lock up and put behind bars for the rest of his life. That kind of hero. He's my hero. I love Edward Snowden.
Well, you know,
you think
about China right now.
And my brother
that hacked into our documents, Ellen. China and Beijing were, you remember Tiananmen Square. If the guy had any gravitas at all, he would have gone to a country that celebrates free press and then would have gone forward, not a country that's trying to hurt us, like Russia or China. That's shocking.
Yeah, I don't know how we call him a hero at all. I mean, I get that the media loves him, but the idea that
I bet you if you did a poll of your listeners, of course your listeners are total right wingers, but anybody with 2 ounces
my
of
people.
Sense, Scotty, would
yeah,
know.
Well, I'm amazed. There's not a slam dunk on this issue on folks that have a conservative slash libertarian streak because they see some real concerns about this. But again, I don't think you can. I don't ever think we celebrate lawbreakers, and the guy broke the law without question. Now,
why would he come up before a jury of his peers and let the American people make a decision? I mean, obviously, this is the fairest country in the world. Why not come before the United States and have a jury of his peers here?
The Golden Girls to be continued tomorrow. Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum on the news of the day. We're going to talk about the Minnesota legislature when we come back. Stay tuned. This is What's on Your Mind, friends.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In 2014, we Americans will pay more in taxes than food, clothing, and shelter combined. Are you outraged? Are taxes too high? Answer the question today at 855-200-1776. And, by the way, I don't know if it's enough to be outraged or mad or ticked or chagrined about it. What do you do about it? Do you get involved politically? Do you make the case to folks at every level that levy taxes on you? What do you do about it? John asked on our Facebook page, aren't you? Well, I am. But I do think we're sort of like frogs in that pot where the temp just goes up little by little, and all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. Shelter, food, clothing, less of a line item combined than federal and state local taxes. How did this happen? 855-200-1776 to weigh in. The Blood Moon photo is up, too, by the way, if you want to check it out. Representative Kurt Dowd is here. He is a Republican from Crown, Minnesota, the House Minority Leader. I don't know where Crown is. Where is Crown?
It's the social epicenter of the world, Scott.
Is it?
It's no, I'm teasing. It's about an hour. Where is it? It's 5 miles east of Zimmerman.
That doesn't help me. I don't know Zimmerman.
Elk River.
Now you're talking. Now I got you. Elk River, Cabela's.
Yeah, northeast of Elk River. Yeah, right. Which is in Rogers. So it's. Maybe 20 minutes from there.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
You know what else I think about Elk River? They have a Sonic there. And we're starting to get a few of those in North Dakota, so it's a little pit stop. So
yes. and taxes are too high.
Yeah, and the taxes are too high there too. Yeah, yes. it's getting to be a little much, isn't it?
It is. So last year, Democrats obviously in the state legislature put in place about $2.1 billion of new taxes. What's more than that is just the spending. To put this into perspective, it's about $4.5 billion of new spending in the state of Minnesota. Now our budget 2 years ago was about $34 billion. So, $4.5 billion of new spending just this biennium, about 11 or 12% increase, absolutely unsustainable. But that's just the general fund. If you take all funds into account, it's about $1,500 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Minnesota. Just staggering. And I always like to say it that way so people understand. $1,500 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Minnesota. That's just the increase in spending over this two-year period.
That's an extraordinary amount of money. And by the way, speaking of, the fact that you got a border state in North Dakota that obviously, I mean, I think taxes are too high everywhere, but you are less and less being competitive with neighboring states. What's that mean for Minnesota?
Well, you know, I think even in my own district, and I kind of described where it was, but I'm just about an hour north of the Minneapolis, St. Paul area where I live. And I know in my own district, I've got about 39,500 people that I represent. There's at least a dozen people that I know of that are working in North Dakota right now. And I know the governor, there was a little quote, I don't know if you've had it on your station here, that he made over the last couple of days, yesterday, I think, when he was signing the minimum wage bill, that said something about, well, these jobs aren't going to leave the state, or, you know, this is a dangerous game of chicken. And you know, how much can you go beyond the surrounding states before these businesses say, you know what, it's just a lot easier to do business on the other side of the border. And there's probably no better case study than Moorhead and Fargo on what tax policy will do to a local economy. And you see it there more than almost anywhere else because it's so pronounced. And now we're going to raise our minimum wage to $9.50 an hour, where, you know, I think on the North Dakota side, it's $7.25. I think it's federal conformity there. So that's a big difference.
We're chatting with one of the leaders of the Minnesota legislature representing the Republicans, which are in the minority in every branch of the government of Minnesota. And I want to tackle a number of issues here with you. Besides the tax thing, there's obviously the Obamacare Minnesota style, which is called MinSure. Give us a little run through the numbers and how that system has worked there. Better, worse than the federal stories we're hearing about? What's the status with the Obamacare in Minnesota?
You know, I think that the bottom line on Obamacare in Minnesota, we call it MinSure, is the worst is yet to come. And I've been trying to offer a warning to the Democrats every chance that I get. There's a couple of different perspectives here. Number one, Democrats have admitted now that the rollout was flawed. That's the website, that's the call center, all that stuff. Those things can be fixed. My concern is the second part, which is kind of the underlying workings of the bill. You know, they did a big press deal here within the last few weeks that on March 31st they met their enrollment goals. You know, what they didn't tell you is that in order to meet their enrollment goals, they had to revise their goal number down probably five different times. The reality of it is they missed their enrollment goal by about 87%, what their original goal was. And the reason that's important is their original goal is what they basically used to set their rates. So they estimated how many people they thought would be coming in. And, you know, just I think everybody kind of understands how MinSure and Obamacare works now. It's basically you need a bunch of younger, healthier people that sign up in order to kind of pay for the ones that are going to need a little more service, older folks or people that are going to access the health care a little more often. So that kind of levels the playing field. The problem is, in those private pay programs, the younger, healthier people, if you will, those people didn't show up. They didn't sign up. And the one area where they did exceed their goals was the public side. They exceeded their goal by about 300% on the people that showed up or signed up for the public program, which is the one that you don't pay for. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that this next year, in the fall, when they reassess their risk pool and they come up with their new rate structure, rates are going to go through the roof. And frankly, here we are, just a few weeks probably or likely from the end of our legislative session. And this is the last opportunity the legislature will have to fix this problem or to address the problem. And not one bill moving through committee, not one bill coming to the House floor to even address this in any way, shape, or form. And we have tried as Republicans to offer amendments to bring this to their attention and to deal with this. And they keep, you know, kind of rule using procedural motions to rule them not germane or whatever. And it's kind of shameful that they're ignoring the problem.
And why are they ignoring it? Is it politically, difficult to say, hey, we got a problem here, or what do you make of this, or do they not acknowledge there's a problem?
Well, Scott, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, I think politically, this is my own thinking. Is politically, I think they know how unpopular this is right now with the general public. And the interesting thing is, I talked about how they're going to set the rates. Well, they don't release the rates until November 15th. And I'm sure in your mind you're doing the math on the fact that that's after the election and not before the election. So we offered an amendment on the floor to basically make that so people would have that information prior to the election. Oh my gosh, no, they wanted nothing to do with that. So I think part of it is political expediency. They just, you know, don't want to deal with this before the election. Secondly, I think they are kind of, to the second part of your question, I think they're true believers. I think they really believe this is the answer, and they're not willing to look at the signs right now that this thing isn't really working. It's not really sustainable. So, but unfortunately, pretending like it's going to work, and ignoring the signs isn't going to end up with a good result.
One of the more outrageous things I think that has unfolded in this legislative session has been this battle over the $90 million taxpayer-funded Senate office building, Taj Mahal, and the games that the Democrats in the Senate were playing over, you know, unless you support this, we're not, it just, you know, this is an arrogance of power that's pretty extraordinary. What's the latest on the office building? Have they trimmed it back at all? Have they woken up at all on this? Where are we at with it?
Well, you would think so, and this is one that really resonates with the public. I hear more about this issue than anything else that we're dealing with. And so last year, at the very end of the session, they passed this $90 million Senate office building, kind of tucked it into a tax bill where it really didn't belong. And there were a couple, there was a requirement that this year it had to be, the plans had to be approved by the Rules Committee in the House. So the House Democrats decided, well, we're going to make this more reasonable. So they brought forth a plan, and this is the part that really is shocking. This is what they consider more reasonable. They actually increased the square footage of the Senate office building, and to keep the cost down, they deleted the public parking ramp that was part of the project that was right next door to the building. And we actually need public parking at the Capitol. And that's something where the public would pay to park. So it actually would have paid for itself, and that's the money that would have been used to pay the bond. But they got rid of that source of revenue and the public parking that's needed, and they actually expanded the size of the building. And now the overall cost is $89.5 million instead of $90 million. Just absolutely shocking. And remember, I don't remember how many weeks ago it was, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, the governor himself called this project lavish and un-Minnesotan. But I think it really is the biggest example of self-service that the Democrats really have exercised in St. Paul this session.
I mean, do they need you know, more space? Are they cramped? I mean, is this is it necessary, or is this just total we're in power?
You know what, we are a part-time legislature, and I think people forget that. And as much as these politicians and you know, as much as they may want to be there every day, all day, we're just frankly not. And at best, I mean, if you look at the number of days that legislators claim a per diem, it's like on the high side, it's like one third of the time over a 2-year period. So literally, you're talking about building these offices at the cost of like $2 million per office, or $1 million, you know, something like that. For senators that are going to be there a third of the time, I mean, it's actually kind of laughable. And do we need the space? No, we really don't. We are remodeling the Capitol, and their argument is that we've got to put in some new stairways and some new elevators and some new public space for kids that visit the Capitol and that sort of thing, and that there's not going to be as much space for office. You know what? We've got space all over the Capitol complex. In fact, somebody mentioned this last week that there's 4 empty floors in the Veterans Service Building. You know, we could certainly move some staff there and make room in the state office building. There's plenty of options, but the problem is they never even really looked at the option. And this building was not a result of any kind of a space study that said, yes, we really have a problem and we need to address it. No, this was an end of session deal where, you know, Democrats wanted new offices, and so that's what they're doing.
Keep shining the light on all of this. Representative Kurt Dowd from Crown, Minnesota. We know where it's at now, that Elk River area. How about that? And they'll be in Moorhead today at City Hall talking about tax day, 3 o'clock. Thanks, Representative Dowd. Appreciate it.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
In about taxes, a lot of the tax that we pay is because our government wastes so much money and makes so many mistakes. Just two of the things that I'm thinking about are all of the solar companies that they had that went bad. But yesterday I heard that the insurance companies regarding health will be reimbursed up to 80% if they don't make it on the Obamacare insurance program.
Yeah, isn't that something? And you're right, waste is a big deal, and it's almost as though waste, they argue about the waste to the point where, they say, well, it's too small, and Tom Coburn, I think, has been the champion on this, and he has even a little cartoon. He did that waste book. and puts out an annual report of what he calls wasteful and low-priority spending. And, you know, it's sad the guy's retiring from Congress, just fighting an uphill battle. But he's got a laundry list of, you know, just unbelievable things, like studies that, suggest wives should calm down, or the fact that we gave the Fort Hood shooter a paycheck after that, or, you know, the stuff NASA does. I mean, he's got an incredible list of wastes. So you're exactly right, caller. There's a big part of it, and I'd add yours to his list as well. No question about it. 10 before 9, question for you today on the program. Are taxes too high? If I tell you a factual statement that for your food and your clothing and your shelter combined, mortgage payment, all the food you have in your house, all the clothes you buy, all three of those line items total less than what you pay in taxes in 2014, guess what? They're higher. More in taxes than your shelter, your food. The founding fathers have to be spinning in their grave about it, without question. What's your reaction to it? And are we better off in North Dakota than our neighbors in Minnesota? Absolutely. But is that enough? All the accolades that North Dakota gets, all the roaring economy, could taxes be lower? Should that be where the priority goes? Or are you okay? Tax day today prompts those questions, and we want to know at 855-200-1776. You know, this situation with the shooting at this Jewish center, done by a man associated with Craig Cobb, who has been in the news far too often in the news. In fact, we understand Craig Cobb and this guy still in touch with each other. This is down in Kansas. To me, suggests, and by the way, Craig Cobb was bragging about this guy being a very good friend of his. Okay? So, I think, you know, there was a certain amount of folks, we heard from a lot of them in our audience, that said, look, I don't like what the guy espouses, but leave him alone. It's America. And to me, I think a lot of the people that said, no, we need to pay attention to this. And we need to do everything to mitigate any violence, i.e. putting the guy in jail when he's running around toting a gun, and or getting creative on saying, hey, let's just give you a one-way ticket out of town. I think they're right. And I think the fact that one of his cohorts, this Fraser Glenn Cross, out of Missouri, going into a Kansas Jewish center, shooting the place up, prime example. Could happen here. So I think it adds an important part of that whole debate, important part of factual information for that whole debate for us as well. Want you to weigh in on that. I'm about out of time in this segment, so I better get to the weather. It is looks like it's going to be nice by Easter. How appropriate. We have to have a nice Easter, don't we? My gosh. But in the meantime, I saw snow flurries and snow. Snow flurries and sun yesterday in Fargo. Absolutely bizarre. Literally the swirl of snow coming down and the sun shining, causing me to say, isn't this bizarre? 17 degrees in Fargo right now, heading for 39. Here's the forecast. 39 and partly sunny today. 37 and cloudy with some snow or rain showers tomorrow. It is 42 on Thursday with some sun. Friday, 48 and sun. Saturday, 48 and some rain showers. 10-day forecast is the one that looks pretty good. Sunday, 60. Monday, 66. Tuesday, 69. And Wednesday, 68. So not bad next week as we look ahead. Out in the oil patch, we're talking about a 44-degree day today under cloudy skies. 21 for a low. Get a low this tomorrow. 30 for a high. 15 for a low. April. Thursday, 35 with some snow, a possibility, 24 for a low, windy on Friday and 46, 30 for a low. Then we start to see a hint of spring again, 53 partly sunny Saturday, Easter Sunday, 64 and sunny. Monday, all sun and 62 in the patch. And Tuesday, cloudy and 66 ahead in our 10-day forecast. Also, 24 in Fair, Williston this hour, Watford City's 24 on the way to 53, Newtown, partly cloudy, 21, Stanley, 21, and partly cloudy at this hour as well. Columbus, cloudy, 23. In the Valley, partly cloudy, 17, Grand Forks, Hillsboro, 17 in Fair, Grafton, 17, Kindred, 17, Breckenridge, 17, Fergus, 17, Detroit Lakes, 15, a little bit of sun, 15 in Thief River World, 8 above, Watertown, South Dakota, 17, Sioux Falls, 19, Aberdeen, 15, center of the state, Fargo, 17 right now.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.